Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Keep on running, I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping to aqua, that's fire hydrants and hazardous. Smoke alarms on the back of us. For mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation, hypocrisy, code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every
freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes. How are
morning,
you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you?
Doing just fantastic. Well, listen, let us kind of jump in on this because this is something that I noticed recently. I'm kind of been in this mindset, Nicole Marie, about black theater. Black theater,
right.
If you will. Yes.
Yes.
You know, because I've grown up here, you know, I live in New York City. We have Broadway. I've been to many Broadway
yes,
shows.
Famous Broadway, yes.
Yeah, but it kind of started back when I was a kid. I always used to be very much wanting to write plays, and I even tried out for the School of the Performing Arts, high school and all that kind of stuff, like, the kind of show that the TV show Fame was based on.
Yes,
I'll feel you guys. Well, yeah, so did I. So I'll feel you in on my audition and all that another time. But let me just tell you this. I was always influenced by what we have contributed, being African-American, the landscape of theater. And I had no idea about this. I had just uncovered a fact. That I was really surprised about. And you guys may know some of this already. You may have seen the play out there yourself. But there was a play that I went to called Mama, I Wanna Sing. And and it was by a lady, I want to say Vi Hickinson, I think her name is.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just an incredible. It was about her actual sister. I didn't even know this was a real performer, a singer named Doris Troy. And I just happened to be watching TV the other day, and I saw Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. on a commercial promoting some classic songs, and one of those was the big hit by the singer Doris Troy. So I said, Doris Troy, I remember that name from the play Mama,
the
I Want to Sing.
The musical, right.
Yeah, the musical. And I said, let me just Google Doris Troy and see who is Doris Troy. And as it turns out, I had no idea that she sang with none other than Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dee Dee Warwick.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Can you believe that, Nicole Marie?
Wow.
So that was...
I certainly did not know that. Right.
Yeah, four incredible singers. Now, of the four, can you guess which two I've interviewed? Thought I'd get you on that one.
Dionne Warwick. And hold on.
Okay, let me just recap it for you guys out there. Okay, so we're talking about Doris Troy, who I just found out is performed with Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dionne's sister Dee Dee Warwick. So that was very, very interesting. So of those four, I interviewed two of them have been on our show over the years. Okay. Now, with that in mind, let me also say this. Two of them have gone on. So, okay. You give up. Let me just take out your misery. All right. Well, first of all, let me just tell you, I was just blown away to discover that Doris Troy first of all, I recognized her big hit record that you guys can easily Google up, and I have to get it and put it on here. But I was just blown away that, that I knew the song without ever making the connection that was Doris Troy singing it, even though I had gone I'd gone to see it as a child. Again, Mama, I Want to Sing. And so that was the big connection that I had. I said the big revelation. But then to realize that she had been one of the singers that sang with Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee Warwick and Sissy Houston. You know, they're all related, the three of them.
Right.
And so I thought that was interesting. Okay, now let me tell you. So all that to say, I love Black theater. It also reminded me of the incredible work of a gentleman who was also on our show, the one and only Shelley Garrett. Now, we lost him a few years back, but Shelley has made just a huge impact on me as well. And I had a chance to go and meet Shelley Garrett and his lovely wife, Doris, and she's been on our show as well. And we've just been able to make some amazing connections and have some incredible artists to chat with and to introduce to everybody. So it's been incredible.
Wonderful.
Correct? Yeah.
Wonderful.
So now, back to the Doris Troy story here. So as it turns out, the answer to the trivia is that of the four, again, Dionne Warwick, Dee Dee Warwick, Sissy Houston. Now, again, Sissy Houston is the mother, of course, of Whitney Houston, just so the folks know.
Right.
And of course, Doris Troy, who this incredible play was based on, Mama, I Want to Sing. And it really, the story came to life because the sister, who was a New York City DJ that we all know here, I remember her very well, brought this story to life. Now, Doris herself you guys can Google her whole thing out there, but I think we lost her along the way. But I think she saw the success of it inside the theater
Right.
You know, so that was really good, and she made it a while after that. So, okay, so here's the deal. It was, okay, last chance. You want to take one last chance, or are you ready to just, what is it, Carrie?
I'm ready for you to tell.
Okay, all right. I teased it enough.
I had
guys.
My guess, but I don't think I'm correct, so I'm
okay,
ready for you.
Okay, well, that's okay. Let me tell you. It's no problem. Now, of course, Dionne Warwick has been on our show. You can see her picture everywhere. She's like a 4 or 5-time Grammy Award winner, as you guys know.
Yes.
She is the cousin to superstar singer Whitney Houston. Just an incredible artist. And she was a big pop star in her own right, one of the biggest in the world as well, who's had great songs. We know her from the We Are the World record with Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Tina Turner, and the list goes on. We're talking about a superstar. And for us to be able to have her on our broadcast took us to a whole new level. Well, I had, as you guys know, I've told the story about having the chance to interview Dionne's sister Dee Dee way years earlier. And Dee Dee, I had interviewed 2 times, and I never will forget her voice because it sounded so much like Dionne's speaking voice, and it just was always with me. I still hear the way exactly she sounded, which is really, that doesn't happen all that much, but in this case, it really does. So when I got a chance to interview Dionne, of course, before the interview started and off mic, I said, you know, I interviewed your sister Dee Dee. I said, twice, and she thought it was just so remarkable. And I said, yeah, I most certainly did. It was just a lovely, lovely interview. She was just fantastic. And so the 2 that I interviewed, of course, are Dionne and Dee Dee Warwick. So there
all
you
right.
go.
All
Is
right.
that not nice? Yeah.
That's nice.
But,
I had Dionne right, for sure.
What was that?
I said I had Dionne right, of course.
Oh,
I had her down.
Yeah, well, you know what? They are all superstars. And, you know, for me, just, you know, tipping my hat to Black theater, that's what this is all about. And while we're at it, I want to just take a moment to shout out the amazing folks at Upscale Magazine Radio.
Yeah,
they are doing, they're doing a great job. They've been really big supporters of the Hair Radio Morning Show and everything that we're doing. All of our entire team, and I'm just very happy that, you know, they're on board with us. And you guys can go to upscalemagazine.com as well, and just stay tuned. We'll always keep you informed right here at the Radio Morning Show. Nicole Marie! So what did you think?
Yes. That's
awesome.
Wonderful. Yes.
Awesome. Wonderful. Okay. Well, folks, keep it right here. We'll be right back. We've got more to get to this morning.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
I'm Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, we're with Eugene Davis and Conversations on Hair. Eugene, so let's just go ahead and jump on in. Take it away, Eugene.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk, Terry, about, you know, the different things that are going on between the Will Smith and Chris Rock incident at the awards, Oscars. And there's so much to unpack around that. That still tie into issues with hair, such as alopecia. But I just wanted to start with what did you think or how did you feel when you witnessed this infamous slap?
You know, and I know I've told the story, but the thing is, How did I feel? That's a good question. When I first really saw it, I had heard about it first before I saw it, and I think that was the thing. And that may be the difference. I heard about it, so I didn't think, like most folks, that it was, you know, that serious at first, just on hearing. And then I watched it, and I still didn't buy totally into it. So I know there's some folks out there with the conspiracy type stuff going on, thinking that it was fake. So I kind of could see where they might have arrived there. But, you know, using logic and just things that happened subsequently, you could figure out that it was quite a real thing. So how did I feel? Well, it runs across so many things. So I probably could talk to you until the next broadcast about this.
Yeah.
But how did you feel, Eugene Davis? Being a hairstylist extraordinaire, how did you really feel? See, because the hair community feels differently, I believe, than the gen pubs and the general public. And so, and a lot of the fans of the show have expressed that. But how did you feel? The man behind Eugene Davis dot hair.
Well, for me, I mean, again, like you, I didn't watch it live. I saw, you know, a video clip of it. But I had heard about it first. And once I watched it for myself, I just felt, one, that the joke that Chris Rock did was harmless. I mean, because if you are a celebrity, this is just goes with the territory. And we all know Chris Rock is known for doing jabs, but funny but harmless jabs. And I'm sure he was not aware of Jada Pinkett's situation with alopecia. And even if he was aware of it, I believe that joke was still sensitive enough not to warrant Will Smith to cause bodily harm to another. So there might have been other things going on between Will and Jada in their personal lives. But when it comes to alopecia, I know it's a sensitive subject, and I know women are very sensitive and men are sensitive about it, but I just didn't think that was a dig at alopecia at all. It was just about G.I. Jane. And when you think about the context of when Demi Moore played G.I. Jane and she shaved her head, not because of alopecia, but for the part, she still looked great. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
She was and Jada Pinkett looked great. She looked amazing. So I don't understand how that was offensive enough for him to get out of his chair and then also verbally abused from the audience to Chris Rock.
Wow.
You know, I just think that was out of order. And I think Will Smith could have held a lot more constraint behind that, waited to afterwards. Because there's a lot that could have happened. What if Chris Rock would have reacted then, and there was a tussle or a fight on stage? How would that have impacted the black community? How would
Absolutely.
That make us look on a global that we just confirmed what everyone has always been underlining, thinking that we're still savages?
Yes.
You
know what? I think you hit on quite a few items. And believe me, there is a lot to, as you mentioned at the top of this, to unpack. It is incredible. We didn't really, you know, and I can speak for myself, I didn't think that it would rise any type. If we had this discussion months ago, there was nothing in the world that you could have told me that would have indicated that it would rise to this level, an incident like this. But it literally checks, honestly, I don't even know how many boxes. There are so many different levels to this. But to comment on what you said, Eugene Davis, about this, the whole thing with the Will Smith, and let's just go back a little bit. Because there's a lot of, there's some ancillary talk out there, some things floating around in the ether about, you know, past things and this and that. There is the part of it about Chris Rock and his documentary that he did on Good Hair. That people have talked about that. There is a part of this about alopecia that that folks are unaware of. They didn't even know the word existed literally 2 weeks ago. So this, you know, they really didn't. The alopecia, I said, my goodness, that is the word of 2022 is alopecia. And there are going to be some little girls named alopecia now.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, that, well, believe me, you know, but the thing is, this whole thing, and what I appreciate what you said, because you didn't think that it really rose to the level of, you know, with the comparison, you know, bringing up about Demi Moore, really her movie. It was a big movie at the time. I remember the movie, G.I.
Exactly.
Jane. And she was a gorgeous woman at the top of her her career at that time. And to me, it was like Chris said, it was a G.I. Jane joke. He literally said that. And
yes.
It wasn't an and even if it had been a joke that was more so talking directly about her, then what I would have imagined is that they sign up for that. And I think that's what Will was kind of saying in his, you know, quasi acceptance speech and, you know, pity. Acceptance speech. What he was saying is that, you know, being a celebrity, you sign up for it. Well, believe it or not, his wife is a celebrity. She also signed up for it. It was not
exactly.
This, Chris was not saying, okay, we're talking about your wife, Will.
No.
He said we're talking about, you know, that Jada could play the part. And the truth is, in my opinion, she absolutely could have shut it down in that movie. So sorry, in that role, she certainly looked the part. Now, talk about, you know, so I didn't think the joke, I get the joke. So maybe she didn't get the joke. She's a little sensitive. You do what everybody else in this industry would do, which is to smile and play along, especially since she had already talked about alopecia. It was already in
exactly.
the public, you know, she had publicly talked about it. At the, you know, the red table, white table, green table,
yes,
dinner table.
Yes,
she had already talked about it until ad nauseum.
Yes,
so,
of course she
and to add to that, then we saw Will Smith, images of Will from the audience, who at first was laughing along with Chris Rock.
In
that's
the beginning,
even to add, you know, to what's going on here. And then he shot a look, you know, glanced over at what appeared, you know, Jada appearing to be somewhat sensitive, reacting to the Chris Rock joke. And then he, of course, we see him get on up and go to the stage. And again, listen, let me tell you something. I don't blame the Academy Awards per se, but I look at it that you've already had Kanye West years ago go up with the Taylor Swift thing. And by the way, I do agree with Kanye what he had to say about that. That's a sidebar. But the thing is, you saw that what does it take to have some folks down at the edge of the stage, which could be folks who would otherwise just serve to help the folks who are winning to go walk up the steps. So they could be staged there to walk up, you know, to help the folks up the steps and otherwise stop folks from storming the stage, literally.
Yes,
so
exactly.
This storm and everything seems to be the order of the day. You know, this ain't the Capitol building. So,
but I don't think also that they expected that at all. So, you know, at Academy Awards, it's supposed to be a safe place, a safe zone.
Yeah,
and I don't think they expected anyone to react to anything like that.
Well, it sounds like Eugene Davis. Eugene, you're talking about. Let's talk about the other few boxes that need to be kind of literally talked about that were checked. The Academy Awards is not a secret. For the last several years, we're going back that it's kind of been an awareness, at least a good 5-6 years, maybe a few more, that there was something trending on one of the hashtags trending, Oscar So White. And so, you know, and for me, and I've made it public, I don't think it's a secret on anybody's level, that Oscars, that it hasn't been all that inclusive. It just hadn't. And that's totally common knowledge. It hadn't been that inclusive of people of color, particularly, and especially women, you know, folks who are winning awards, and also members of the Academy, voting members. And when all this stuff came to light a few years ago, that's when that hashtag #OscarSoWhite was trending. So it took several years. Finally, for the first time in the history of this Academy Awards, you had a black producer who was pulling together the show. You had three amazing female women comedians who were hosting for the very first time ever, two African-American women, and Amy Schumer, who herself is battling a form of alopecia, and we'll talk about that in just a bit. But just amazing. So all of this, and it was supposed to have been, it was being billed literally as the night for Will Smith. So it was also your night.
Exactly, exactly.
Right? Anytime, and listen, let me just, I don't think I'm giving anything away, Eugene, by telling folks, if you're seated in the front, when the camera pans the audience, those folks who are, you're seated in the front for a reason. It's usually so that the camera can keep coming to you throughout the night to remind everybody it's your night. And also so you can easily jump right to the stage to collect your award. Not so much to have easy access to beat up the host or what have you, or to beat up the folks talking there. Now, Chris Rock is a comedian. The other side of it is that folks who are comedians, they tend to, you know, they say some things. I don't think when Chris Rock was writing this alopecia joke, if you will, and I shouldn't call it alopecia, but the G.I. Jane joke, I really don't think he thought, oh, this is going to get her, you know, pardon the pun, the dandruff really riled up here. I really don't. This is like the most, for most folks, the most innocuous, innocent.
Yeah.
Innocent.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really, there was no cursing in the joke. There was no name calling. There was no body parts talked other than, you know, the expression of, you know, just having, you know, shaved head, if you will, or buzz cut. My big thing about it also, there's a comedian. I don't know if you guys out there know him. His name is Ricky Gervais. And, Eugene, Ricky Gervais usually hosts the Golden Globe Awards. Now, Ricky Gervais is a very salty, you know, he roasts the comedian. And I said, if I could perhaps, seen somebody, you know, get up on stage. I don't condone violence, but I could see somebody maybe taking a swing or two. But Chris Rock, you know, just unreal. But guess what Ricky Gervais said? Ricky Gervais said, and folks out there, this is not my joke. This is Ricky. Ricky Gervais, the comedian, said that he couldn't believe that joke warranted, you know, the slap. He said if he had been the comedian hosting the show, he wouldn't have talked about alopecia, Jada's alopecia. He would have talked about her boyfriend.
Okay. There was so much more that could have been talked about.
And there's so much more that could have, you know, and to see her sitting there all like, first of all, let us just break it on down. I really have to say this, Eugene Davis, because a lot of people may not understand. Alopecia, no one dies of alopecia. Let's just be clear about this. It the way that the statements all came flurrying out later in Will Smith's supposed apology, if you will, kind of referenced alopecia, like his wife had like a, I'm sorry, but I'm paraphrasing, like a dying illness. That's the kind of takeaway I was like, oh, my God. It's nothing at all that warrants, it's not cancer.
No,
okay?
It's not.
It is not. And so that's number one. Number two, there are over 50 different types of alopecia.
Yes,
so we also have to take that into account. The type of alopecia for me, looking at this situation from the following her own expression and talking and all this stuff for all these years, you know, to me, Eugene, this really, just from the outside looking at it, I'm going to raise my hand and say, yes, I believe it's alopecia from what I could see from looking through TV mm-hmm. screens. But the type of alopecia might not be what I feel it was leading you to believe the type of alopecia. You know, I didn't look at it as so much an internal disorder. I looked at it as traction alopecia, a form of traction alopecia for me. That's the box
right.
of protect for me, which stems from a lack of education and possibly abuse. So that
is exactly
what I kind of pulled from it. So I'm turning to you, and I only say this because I'm hoping, Chris, that Will is nowhere in sight. You know, I don't want to get a slap about it, but that's what I'm thinking. So how do you weigh it? Because a lot of hair people felt like I did.
Yeah, I agree. This form of alopecia that she has, she hasn't come out and said which form of it is. But we know
right.
that alopecia is a disease that develops when the body's immune system attacks its own hair follicles, you know, which causes hair loss, and it can be anywhere on the body.
Correct.
And then coming out, going into post-COVID, COVID could have a lot to do with it, too. The fact that, you know, life wasn't normal caused a lot of stress on a lot of women. And in this, the cases of alopecia were quite high in this time. You know,
correct.
People were dealing with a lot of stress. And we know that stress is a very much culprit that attacks the immune system.
Exactly.
So we're finding a lot of cases of alopecia because of this. And unfortunately, it can become a chronic condition, you know.
Correct.
And sometimes there are no turning back from this, and sometimes there is. So it all depends on the individual and their health system and how their doctors help them deal with it and what they, you know, there's natural remedies, too, that can help, certain vitamins that can help. But what I was going to say is, so for me, I didn't think that Jada had a severe case because there would have been bald patches. Her hair looked even all over. So she might have
right.
had thinning areas, but I didn't see areas that were completely like bald and like shiny skin at all. So,
right. Not at the award show. Now, I don't know if you've seen, it's swarming the internet, but there were other pictures of her with what appeared to be patches. But even at I saw some, but we don't know if those are real true pictures. We don't know. That could have been a design. There's so much that we don't really know. Because we are not there with her. My only thing, this whole thing, Eugene, it harkens back to what you said. You know, they've talked about this. She's talked about it. It's public knowledge.
So she's fair game.
Yeah, and I wonder, I mean, if you were so sensitive about, you know, about if you really, because, you know, again, you don't have to look far to see the videos. I watched the videos of her saying how this did, you know, talking about her hair loss didn't bother her. She literally said this right on camera. So I'm thinking, okay, if I'm going to be sensitive that night, let me grab a wig.
Go get yourself a wig.
You know, wigs are all
the rage.
And
not the nutty professor.
Nobody is going to be upset, and no one would have thought twice about it. And
not
that joke,
all.
Right?
Not
and the joke all. Might never, it wouldn't have landed the same if, you know, if she had been wearing a wig and he came out and said a G.I. Jane joke, everybody would have laughed at him. So, you
right.
know, literally
right.
at Chris, because that would have been inappropriate, not in a bad way, but it just wouldn't have been funny. So the whole
right.
thing is, you know, for me, I look at this and I say, how on God's earth? It just was not that, you know. Now, what about all the fallout? And we didn't talk about it culturally. Now,
no.
Culturally, well, other than a little bit about, you know, being, you know, in terms of being a person of color and how, you know, this affects, it could have been looked, not it could have been, it was looked at literally about now that we're there, you know, like I was joking about it, but it's serious in a way, but it also makes me, I'm like, my goodness, we won all these, you know, years of the Academy Awards that was not all that inclusive. And then we finally, you know, we get to, you know, go there and we kind of turned it out, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, really. And it still is going on. It has legs to this.
Yeah, it does. And you know what's so amazing about what you just said? I've seen some other pictures, and I also saw, like, the video footage when Will Smith came back and sat down in his seat after he sat Chris Rock. And if you look at Lupita's face, I'm saying her name right?
Hold it. Who?
Lupita? Lupita?
Oh, Lupita. Lupita Nyong'o.
Lupita,
yes.
Sorry.
Who was sitting? Yeah, oh, I love the look at her. I watched Lupita the entire time.
She was like,
yes.
Are you really doing this right now?
Lupita's eyes and face tells its all.
It tells everything. And I think that was disappointment. Are you really doing this right now?
Yes.
Did you not have controlled yourself? Look where you are. Look where you are. We're in the front row of this academy, and you're going to show out.
And show out. And see, to me, I agree. If maybe, because Chris tried to bring, you know, and Chris literally said after, you know, being screened that, you know, keep my wife's name out your mouth, he said, okay, I will. It ain't that big a deal. That's what Chris was like.
Right.
I will.
Exactly.
Can we move on? You know, that's what he was saying.
And then I started to think, too, Will's attitude, the arrogance, like, even when he walked away from Chris after he slapped him, that look and that
it was a walk, it looked like a swagger smirk.
Yes,
and
it was so arrogant. It was so arrogant, I, for me, that's when I lost a little bit of respect for Will.
Well, you did well by losing only a little bit of respect because
the more I thought about it, the more I lost it. But because I was rooting for Will, but. It's almost like he made that Academy Award because I watched King Richard and it was amazing, but it just took everything away from that moment.
Well, like they say,
before this even started on the red carpet, Denzel went up to him and he said to him, "When you are at your highest moment, that's when the devil will come in." And Denzel went further when he was at T.G. Jakes. He repeated it again. He had a conversation, I believe, with Will Smith at the conference about the devil. And he was just like, you got to watch it.
Well, see, that's remarkable, Eugene, just in itself, that is what we hear that was shared. You know, I'm blown away. But I think this could have – do you think – that this could have dissipated, could have been kind of disappeared a little bit in his acceptance speech, which came up within the hour after the big slap.
Yeah.
That's what I should call it, give it from change it from slapgate to the big slap. You know, do you think after the big slap that, and before he got his award, when he was getting his award, that one thing that would have made a difference out there, folks, this is how I look at this. The one thing that would have made a difference that in his acceptance speech, along with the teary eyes, you know, and all of that, looking back at so many times of being nominated and being, you know, praised for work but didn't get any recognition as far as the Academy is concerned, the one thing that he could have done that would have wiped away everything potentially, and that is to say, Chris, man, I'm sorry. All you have one line. One little line.
Yes.
And
even
moved
if he was
on.
Acting. Even if he was acting it, he should have just
been. Right. That's where his acting chops could have really been on display. And he could have just one little line. The other thing that I do have to ask about Eugene, just, you know, being a husband, being a person out there, just a person, you know, and fitting into this whole thing, what about the wife? You know, she's catching a lot of flack and backlash. They're saying that she should have stopped him from storming the stage.
Absolutely.
Do you think she should have stopped him from storming the stage?
I think she could have been, no matter how upset he was, the voice and with reason for him to contain self-control. But I think she played the victim and encouraged it.
Wow.
I don't think she could have easily. So what difference is it? Okay, think about just our history when it comes to slavery. When we had the white masters and we had the woman of the house, and how she would encourage the husband to beat the slave, all based on her attitude or her response. So her response to things would encourage the master to beat the slave, or would encourage the master to have leniency and grace.
Wow. Well, what about this, Eugene? I don't know if you saw this, and I don't know if you guys out there saw it, because, again, there's a million pieces floating out there on the internet. Literally, I mean, honestly, it's probably, you know, I would say way up towards a billion, because there were 3 billion folks watching it. 3 billion.
Yes.
And if you're going to screw up, you don't want to screw up in front of 3 billion people. You will never live it down. Am I right? You're never going to live it down. But there's that video clip that shows. Now, I don't know if this is a real thing, but there is clearly a video that's out there floating that shows from a different angle. And it shows the moment that Chris Rock received the slap. And you can see it shot behind Jada. And she literally appeared to be laughing, making the mannerisms of somebody hunched over laughing at that moment. That's the video clip. You can see it with your own eyes out there. And so that really, you know, folks are just kind of going in. Is there, you know, and do you want to see this? I came across something that said there's going to be a red table talk episode about it. Is this something that you are willing to overlook, and will you go to the next Will Smith movie?
No, I'm not, and I'm unsure about Will Smith. Although I don't doubt his talent, and I don't think doubt that he's done an amazing job up to this far. I know he's human, and things happen, and this is totally out of character as far as we know, for him to do something like this in the public eye. But then again, at the same time, I don't trust Jada. It's always been something about her, like, is she jealous of Will that she encouraged this in order to get attention back on herself? So then now she can do this red table talk and get all these ratings, and now she can spearhead alopecia ambassador. Who knows what her agenda was? Because you remember, she's always taking second chair to Will. And sometimes even almost invisible. And she's tried so hard to keep herself relevant, but not relevant in Hollywood. She's relevant in her own forms that she created, but not in Hollywood.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you this, Eugene. If there's anything that has emanated, has come out of this whole episode, chaos, incident, slapgate, whatever you want to call it. If there's one thing I'm grateful about, well, there's two. One is that Chris Rock didn't slap the bejesus out of him back. Right? And the word alopecia being now widely accepted. And understood. And it's also likely the most Googled word of the year thus far. So I say that for the Hair Radio Morning Show, we've been talking about alopecia for 27 years. And so literally, So, and there's never been, you know how many times I've introduced, you know, a trichologist or a hairstylist or someone or just the education of the word alopecia and then had to then describe it 50 times. So that's, I really have, literally, if I had a dime for every time I've said the word alopecia, so it really, I'd be a rich man today. And now everybody knows the word. And I am so grateful for that. I'm so grateful because now I can announce some big news, Eugene Davis. And again, folks, yeah, if you kind of just tuned in, I've just not given any follow-ups, but if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, we are with the incredible Eugene Davis and Conversations on Hair today. And this special, a very special edition, all about our perspective of this whole big, big issue over, you know, the Slapgate, if you will. So I say some big news, and that is that, guess what, Eugene? I'm creating this foundation, which I have long started the work on. I started this work several years ago because there really is not, and there are tons of organizations on alopecia, but there really isn't an organization that speaks to the form of alopecia that I'd like to focus on where it affects the Black community, particularly the women in the Black community, and that is the traction alopecia because – so that's my first thing I wanted to get out. And what do you think about that, Eugene?
I think that's great. I think it's well needed, and I don't think a lot of people have invested in the information and the knowledge or the
exactly.
help that people need for people to understand.
Exactly. And that's exactly what this is about. It is the process of education and information. And that's what we've been doing. And we've been doing the work for decades already. If anybody's out there been beating the drum on this, good grief we have.
Okay.
So I'm thrilled. So, Eugene, I've got to say, folks, yes, is that not nice? So I'll be leaning on you, literally, to help us to navigate the waters out there, to keep the hairstylists informed and all that wonderful good stuff as well, and most importantly, to help the public to identify different, you know, there are many different types, as we said, of alopecia. And this is just the beginning. Just that you're aware of the word, you've already taken steps to potentially change your circumstance with it. So I'm super excited about that. And I think that this is
amazing.
The beginning.
Sounds amazing. And just to reinforce that, too, is one of the things that I do post about alopecia, hair loss during menopause, all these things I talk about constantly. So I know what you mean when you say that it was like a beating a dead horse for so
yes.
long because nobody
yes.
was really listening. But now that we
no
have people's
one.
Attention, I think that the Hair Radio Show is an important tool that people can learn more about with these conversations. And also, can I just put this out there that I on
yes.
Facebook, I have The Fabric of Hair by Eugene Davis, and there I post as a private group, you know, they can always request to join, but I constantly post about hair loss and remedies, some products that are available, and some of them are like vitamins you can take to aid in promoting follicle health. So,
Eugene, is it possible, I love that, is it possible that perhaps in the next episode or so of Conversations on Hair and here on the show that you can bring some of those treatments, some
yes.
of the, you know, some of the, you know, the things that we believe can work best with some of the common, again, I say the most common forms of alopecia because there's a lot. You'll be here literally for a long time if you're going through all of that. And something I referenced earlier, one of the hosts, Amy Schumer, the comedian, now she's going through, I can never pronounce the form of alopecia she's just talked about recently, literally within, it had nothing to do, this was before the whole Oscar slap. She just mentioned that she had a form of alopecia on pulling out your hair. That is,
yes,
that's right. And so that form, a lot of the alopecias, some are you know, can be you know, referenced to, or in connection or tandem with psychological issues and things that might warrant some other types of medical attention. So, but
of
just
course.
The fact, right? But just the fact that she mentioned it, and again, a coincidence, just a coincidence. So there's so many different types of alopecia. I encourage you, if you have not done so, of course, follow EugeneDavis.hair and all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it here. We're always going to, you know, continue with this amazing talk about this subject. And it's still going on. So, you know, we'll stay on top of it, Eugene. We're going to have to.
I will. And I think the word you were looking for is trichotillomania.
Yes, I can never say the word.
Yeah, it's a long word.
Yeah.
But I
trich means hair.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And there are a lot of folks who are dealing with that, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's definitely out there. And then, as Eugene was saying, a lot of internal things and all kinds of, you know. But let's hope that she gets the help that she needs for her alopecia and so many other folks. If nothing, again, just the being educated about it is the first step in turning this tide. And, again, we'll keep you informed on this new alopecia foundation that specifically is going to speak to, you know, traction alopecia and education. So I'm super excited.
Amazing.
Is that not nice?
Yes.
We bring it, Eugene. We bring it.
Well, yeah.
All right, Eugene.
We bring it.
Yes. Okay, so folks, so you'll be back with us soon, and we'll keep you guys
yes,
out there. Eugene,
I will.
You'll be back. All right.
Yes, I will. And we're gonna dig some more into alopecia. We're gonna dig more.
Pardon
into
the pun,
some,
right?
some remedies that people can help deal with during
yes.
the post-pandemic that may have caused hair loss, such as vitamins,
yes.
supplements, tips and tricks that will just keep your hair healthy moving into the spring and summer months.
Exactly. And folks, this is why you know, I really have been beating this, and that is that. You know, start with the little kids and teach them about how precious, I use the word precious when it comes to or pertains to their hair.
Yes.
It's precious. To me, it's like you can't replace it. To me, I know it grows back and we take it for granted, but that's the problem. A lot of us take
yes.
it for granted. So treat it
yes.
in a precious way, like you have a precious diamond, and you just wouldn't
yes.
do any old thing with that diamond, would you?
No.
You know, so, that's the idea. I'd like to, you know, draw that analogy. So, all right. So, Eugene, thanks so much for being on the Hair Radio Morning
well,
Show again. EugeneDavis.hair.
Well, thank
all
you
right,
for
conversations
having me.
I
enjoy being on here with you, Kerry.
Oh, you are the best. Okay, I'll speak to you soon. All right, folks, keep it right here. We'll be right back. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
It's 2 thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right. Thank you, Angela. And yes, I've got it. Good morning, everybody. Happy mid-show. It's Thursday again, August 25th in 2022. So happy to be with you. It's our show number 746 as we move along today. Want to bring to the line my co-star, my colleague in the hair and beauty industry, and I'm hoping she's got some big news for us a little later today. It's my great honor to welcome again the one and only, the queen of the morning, the new queen of the morning, the one and only Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good
happy
morning.
Mid-show.
Happy mid-show.
Yes.
Happy Thursday. Good morning to all of our fans out there.
Yes.
Are you this
real
morning?
Happy for everybody. Want to definitely welcome everybody from all over, all the corners, as you know, each day to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And we are live. Need to get that on out there. And also our listeners over at Upscale Magazine Radio. Want to make sure I shout them out as well. It's a great show.
All of our international listeners.
And enjoying the show. Have you been listening to the broadcast this morning?
I have. I certainly have. It's been wonderful. I always love the conversation with Eugene Davis. Once again, talking about alopecia and that old slap.
Yes, I love that. You know, and I wanted to run this again. First of all, let me just shout out to Eugene Davis. Who does the conversations with hair right here for our network. He really does. And he does a great job. He's always doing product reviews. He's talking about the hair industry.
I love those product reviews.
Yeah, he does a great job. I absolutely appreciate Eugene Davis. We're welcoming aboard some new folks in the hair biz. We'll be with everybody soon. We've got more on that coming in weeks to come.
Okay. Great.
Thursdays, I always think of conversations with hair. So real happy about that. Now, that story, to me, epitomizes the, and I think I pointed out in the piece, it epitomizes the issues and concerns and problems. Let's just outright say it, problems with African-American women and the word alopecia, better known as hair loss.
Yes.
And so this is something that I have been beating the drum about for over a quarter of a century.
Wow.
Okay, let that sink in for a moment. For over a quarter of a century, I've been beating the drum about, and I've got the receipts. I've got the receipts.
Yes,
might
you
play
do.
Some for you a little later
yes,
on
you
today.
Do. Yes,
yeah,
you do.
I really do. And the thing is, I was... You know, the story has been revisited a couple of times since this happened at the Oscars earlier this year. And the whole thing is that alopecia, for us, this has never left the discussion. It's been front and center on the mic. And I've always tied it to education, always, because it is, to me, that's what it's about. It is the foundation, the bedrock of what the whole thing is concerned with. So this has been something that I have really trumpeted and really wanted to make sure folks were aware. The whole creation for me was the challenge. Let me say it better. The challenge for me was to create a foundation that could speak to the education concerns and the lack thereof. And especially in black hair. And so that's what I did. I addressed that by creating the first ever. No one has Attraction Alopecia Foundation. And to me, it's a no-brainer. And the reason that it is a no-brainer for the black community, particularly women, black women, this is the number one type of alopecia. Period, with a T on the end, as the kids say. There is no other that's more widespread type of alopecia than traction. And traction, and I'll tell you, there are several different factors that go into why it's likely not talked about in the general, you know, across the board with the other alopecia organizations that are out there. So there's some issues about that. So for me, hair radio has to pick up the mantle. Hair radio has to pick up the make up the difference, the disconnect between what the regular media puts out there, what the regular folks are, who knows what the, you know, some of these organizations and businesses are doing out there. But for us, it's important that we bridge that gap. And
that's
how
it.
We fill
that's
that gap in is with proper education and,
yes.
and hair talk and community talk right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I prefer to do it live. So we are here mid-show. The first part, let me just go back a little
Wonderful.
Bit because you know what? Like I say, Nicole Marie, sometimes this is someone's first time tuning into our broadcast today.
Exactly.
So they may
exactly.
not know.
Exactly, and they don't know.
They don't know. So let's back it up. Let's take it from the top.
Okay.
I'm Gary Hines. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Nicole Marie, who is my incredible co-host and co-star out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And so, you know, we're very happy. We do a whole bunch of talk about,
yes.
you know, just about everything that affects our mornings and,
our
and yours too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we want to inspire you guys. We want to
uplift,
share,
yes.
Lift. You know, when you wake up, you want to feel good. I kind of, you know, my little pet, you know, he gets to be so happy every morning. Like it's something totally new. Every day he does the same thing, gets up and real happy that he's awake.
Yeah.
And I said, you
yeah,
know what?
Happy to be alive.
Happy to be. You could tell. And I said, we need to take a lesson from that. Every morning
yeah.
we have to be grateful that we've opened our eyes. And I just am grateful
exactly.
to God that everything is the way it was when I went to bed last night.
Yes.
So,
yes. so true.
Yes. And I
another day to get it right.
Right. Another day to get it right. And I want to wake up and share happy talk. I really, you know, kind of pull myself away from the murderous local news here with
yes,
their agenda.
Yes.
You know, so I kind of focus on what I need to do to uplift folks in the morning.
Right.
Yeah. And that's, I limit what I, my exposure to things before we go on the air. I don't spread
yeah,
myself
so
thin, getting all negative and getting in the feelings about things. I try to stay neutral and have a positive morning and share that
that's
with
it.
Everybody.
Positive outlook.
Right. How does that sound? So what about you, Nicole Marie? What's your morning been like, and what's your morning routine, and did you listen to the theater piece that played earlier?
I did. I was listening to the theater piece. I always enjoy that. I love black theater. I love that piece that we did, and always talking about Dionne Warwick and Shelley Garrett and his wife. I remember, you know,
yeah.
some interviews from them, and I just loved them. And then going into the piece with Eugene Davis, you know, I already mentioned that, talking about the alopecia and the flap and all that controversy and all of that. So, yes, I
yeah.
was listening
well,
this morning.
Yeah.
And always like you were saying, I always start my morning positive as well. I'm usually the first one up. That's my quiet time where I do my self-talk, I do my prayer, do all that before kind of getting up and getting my tea and getting me some breakfast. And then it's time to start waking the kids up to get ready for school and everything. So I always start positive, quiet and positive.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful routine. I was just literally envisioning you going and waking up the kids.
Yes.
You know, I think that is just awesome. And kind of the same routine here, waking up Pessy. That's all I get to do. But we do so much in preparation.
Pessy's your child. Child.
Well, my
yes,
doggy
we do.
Kid. Yeah, we'll say that.
The dog child. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. And I'll tell everybody, we've got so much to talk about today mid-show, and I'm just so happy
yes.
to have you guys tuning in. First, these are some of the things we're going to be getting into. I want to remind everybody, we haven't talked about it in a little bit here, and that's our Hair Radio Online Community. I call it HOC. And what the Hair Radio Online Community is all about, it is the one place that keeps everybody in focus. It keeps
it ties all of us together, all the fans of the show. Set up a profile. It's totally free. It is totally free. Simply go to HRmember.com. So that's without the S, HRmember.com, and simply sign up if you don't have an account already. It's, again, free, as they say. So please do so. Yes, there's some amazing stories there. What you have are many categories, and each category is like a group page, and that group page shares all kinds of stories and articles and pictures and videos and things like that. And it gives you a chance to speak about different things or to both to like, share, and communicate about different things. Plus, and if you can't remember that, just simply go to hairradio.com as normal, HAIradio.com. You know, there's only one R in the middle. And click on the forum tab, F-O-R-U-M.
Forum
click on the
tab.
Forum tab.
Yes.
And you can read everything. You don't have to even sign up to do that. You can just read. It's out there. All of those articles that we do, by the way, are listed in the public spectrum across the Internet.
Right.
So when
Nicole
Marie writes articles for the Internet, for the Hair Radio Online Community, for HOC, Eugene Davis writes articles, I write articles, all of us that we are putting these out there, Michael Hopkins as well. When we're putting these things out there, what happens is that it gets shared across the Internet. It's something that is out there for everybody, and we are super, super excited about that and, you know, really, really very proud of. And by the way, there's a brand new logo, and I don't know if you've seen it, Nicole Marie, just for the Hair Radio Online community.
I have seen it. It's wonderful. I love it. Yes, I have seen it.
Yes, and I,
very nice.
I'm going to reshare it. Yes, and you can see that at the Hair Radio Online community. So go and check it out
there. Community.
Yeah, I think it's really, really kind of cool.
And Carrie, as you were mentioning, as you were mentioning under the forum tabs, you can go and see all of the different chats underneath and so forth that all of our fans can go and read and so forth. And I just want to mention under the forum tab, if you go to host chats, you will be able to see all of the different articles that I have written. Now, my articles are for everyone, but I do focus on girl power. So if you go and look my two
latest
articles.
Well, what exactly
articles,
do you mean by girl power? Tell us what you mean.
Girl
power. Give us one of your last article titles and what it's about.
One of my last articles was a tribute to Bessie Coleman, who was the first African American and Native American woman pilot who received her pilot license and the first one to receive her international license. So go and read that. Now back to the girl power. We're all about girl power here on the show, coming from me. And this is reaching out to all women, young women, girls, and just giving that positive encouragement, inspiration, just talk about everything.
Why is it so important that women are supported on our show, Nicole Marie? Why is that so important to you, that women and young ladies are supported in their efforts about how they've gone about their lives? Why is that such a big part of your story?
Because it's so critical for us to come together, to work together, to be encouraged together, because we're sisters. We're a sisterhood. And so in so many walks of life in society, that is trying to be torn down, and we're not coming together. But here, we are together, and it's so important to get it out there that we are a sisterhood. We need to encourage each other. We need to build each other up in all aspects of life, whether it's in our marriage, whether it's in just raising our children, whether it's with our health, with our wealth, and entrepreneurship, and just all facets of our life. We can help each other, we can encourage each other, and motivate each other. And
if I may
right here where it starts.
On,
Well, I think I'm going to hang on to your, you know, attach my little kite or flag to your wagon, because I know that you
it's
are
crucial.
A mom, you are a sister, an auntie.
Yes.
You know, you are a working, wonderful worker out there, worker bee, making your way in the world, an entrepreneur as well. We'll talk about real soon, I'm sure. So things that you're doing out there for the community, you are a community board member. You're doing things that really make a difference. And women, to me, you know, I shout out all the ladies and the women and our fans of the broadcast, because to me,
the
ladies, well, you're the queen.
We have so much
honor. Well, I was just going to say compartmentalizing. I think the ladies do it naturally. And to me, you do it better than the guys. So that's how I look at that.
You know, that commercial,
really,
Carrie, you know, the commercial where it says built for tough?
I haven't heard that one in a few years, though, Nicole Marie.
Right, but we're built girl power tough.
You're built tough, yes, you are. And I want to shout out to my brothers over here this morning. You know, we have a difficult road
for
black men.
right.
And remember that we support our black women. You know, and for me, I'm one of those who I believe that we're all on the same team. Now, there are folks out there who want
to
kind of draw a wedge between us, between black women and black men. But listen, we are a family. We will support each other.
Yeah.
We are here to make sure that our community is intact and stays intact. And as it pertains to the hair and beauty industry, we drive it. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry that we're going to talk a little bit about. We're going to get into a whole bunch of entrepreneurial talk in the next hour. So we have a lot to tell you about. We're going to be really, as they say, going in on therapy.
Right.
Yes, that's
so
a big, big hot topic right now. Yeah, therapy is really
so excited about therapy.
Smoking. Me too. Now, why are you excited, Nicole Marie? Let's just give them a preview. Why are you so excited about therapy?
I am so excited because it is a wonderful product. I mean, it's just, I'm so excited to get rolling and get talking with people about it. And the key word for me is the healthy therapy, you know? It's a healthy hair to promote the hair growth. And it's just a wonderful product. And I'm excited to get therapy out there to the masses, to the people.
Exactly.
And share it with
them. I totally agree, Nicole Marie. You knocked it out. great. And I have to tell you that what she just said is critical. It really is. What Nicole Marie just said about the therapy product, and even for the fellas, you know, I still love my
family.
Remember our beard song.
Hey, man.
I love that song. Yeah. Yeah, me too.
So kitschy.
We'll keep it in the background. Yeah. The therapy beard oil, you know, is out there for the fellas. We're going to be doing some photo shoots. I figured on, and I've literally, just to give you a little preview, I've kind of hired a new spokesman who comes to us from one of the boroughs here in New York City, and I can't wait. And we've got statewide shifts out of the South Jersey area who will.
Wonderful.
With his, you know, so he's this big guy with this big burly beard and amazing talent. We love him. Just an amazing and incredible artist.
Wonderful. Glad to have him.
Yeah, so we're real happy. Yeah, and we're also, by the way, we're shouting out one of our recent guests, Kyle Knight. Speaking of rap artists, Kyle just dropped a new EP. You guys have got
Wonderful.
To see it. Yeah, it's a great video. He's out there. You can Google him, Kyle, or go to KyleKnightMusic.com and check him out. All his stuff.
Very nice young man.
He's a very nice young man. He's very on top of his game. So,
yes, he is.
You know, that's what we connect with here at the show. And that's, again, what I want to talk to the fellows out there. We love all of you, whatever you've been through. We don't judge here. The society has pitted us against one another. It has done all kinds of things that don't support, our, being the breadwinners at our homes, and has robbed us in so many ways of different things. It's critical that we can, that we forge this bond that we naturally have and nurture that.
Right.
And so we're going to do all those things. And we're going to do it right through our broadcast.
We can do so much more together.
Exactly. Now, back to the Caribbean. I love the Caribbean talk, Caribbean.com. Let me just officially say, I know we're supposed to do this in the next hour, but I'm just going to tell you a little bit more. You can go to www.caribbean.com. And I got to spell Caribbean for folks, because people are like, Caribbean, what's Caribbean? Caribbean is spelled K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. So the website is www.caribbean.com. Again, it's K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. And it's the word I created because I wanted to use my namesake and also what I've always believed and supported, which is a therapeutic approach to hair care. And so and what I mean by that is this combination and culmination of these two different dynamics. So Cari and hair therapy. Cari plus hair therapy equals therapy. So that's the way I look at it. Yeah. And what makes Cari so very special out there is because Cari is fortified with caffeine. Our shampoo is fortified with caffeine.
Right.
And, so it's our symbol on the shampoo bottles and our wonderful logo out there for our bottles. You'll see our coffee cup and our mocha madness is the flavor of the coffee. Well, I got to make sure you understand this is not to be, don't drink it. It's for your hair.
No, it's for your
hair. It's for your hair.
Please don't do that.
Exactly. And what it really is to stimulate the scalp. Let's just put it out there for all my colleagues in the hair industry and to you guys who may not be in the industry, but you are what we call enthusiasts. You are not a professional, but you love the hair and beauty industry. And a lot of us fall into that category. So we want to make sure and talk a little bit about that. And so we're going to be talking about therapy. We're going to be beating the drum coming up in the next hour. I want to talk on the business side. For you guys who are on the professional side, you don't want to miss the talk that's coming up. We are breaking it down, everything from being an affiliate to signing up being a distributor to breaking down each of the products that are out there, talking about how to navigate our website, and how you can certify yourself as a therapy advisor. We have different levels that you will be able to find yourself into some kind of a, certification that I think will add to the bottom line for you in so many different ways. So we're going to be talking about the business side of therapy, and also, and if that's not enough, we've got the wonderful new products in the store that we'll be talking about in just a bit. Listen, let's get on to music. We got a lot. We haven't even started on this version.
So much to unpack.
We've got a lot to unpack this morning. So I'm really pleased about that. I want to kind of get on some, let's get some music on. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Thank you. and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right, thank you, Angela. It is Thursday morning. Again, it's August 25th of 2022. That was the late Bill Withers and Lovely Day. That's everybody's old favorite cut from way back when. Hey, I want to bring back to the line my amazing co-star. You know her. Her name is Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Again,
good morning. Good morning.
Happy Mid-Show. Yes, happy Thursday.
Yes, happy Mid-Show. Yes. Happy Thursday to all our fans out there.
Yes, and we're live, everybody, just so that you know. It's about 7:36 in the morning here in the New York East Coast time zone. It's 6:36 for Nicole Marie and the folks in Central time zone. Want to bring to the line, it's time, if you know anything about the Hair Radio Morning Show, mid-show, and that is that we get right on into Candle Talk with the Queen of Candles. Now, she comes to us out of Jacksonville, Florida, which I love saying, Jacksonville, Florida, the one and only Ken Blue. Blue, good morning.
Good morning, Blue.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yeah,
everyone's
so
having an awesome morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yourself?
All right. So hold on, I want to jump into some candle talk. I want to make sure, I think we left off Blue, and if I'm not mistaken, we were talking about the upcoming candle of the month for September. And kind of have to remind everybody about Divine Energy Candles. And I love Divine Energy Candles. I absolutely do. It's you've created something very special with this business. And while we're at it, and I haven't addressed this with you, but I want to make sure that folks know that, because I love that you have a shortcut to the Divine Energy Candles, and you have it where folks can go just to DivineEnergyCandles.com. If you have anything that says anything about security, know that it is 100% a secure, you are a secure site. Everything is on the up and up. So please, folks, this is something that most of us in the digital world, we're aware of. So, again, all of that is 100% secure, and we just, because it's a new registration with the URL, it just takes a few, not new company, but just in terms of the registration. So reflecting that it is secure. So that will happen automatically. The same thing that happened over on my site at hairradio.com and everything else, it just takes a couple of days, and all of that stuff will automatically populate because it is 1,000%.
And Carrie, they can also go to any one of my platforms as far as Instagram, Facebook, and they can click on the link in there until they feel like, you know, they're ready to go to that other link, because they'll get them straight to my website and they can order there too.
What are you on Instagram as and all of that, so that they can find you?
Divine Energy Luxury Candles.
Okay, Divine Energy Luxury Candles. That's the official name, so I want you guys to be aware.
Yes.
And they can all, you guys, let me tell you something. You can always go come to us at Hair Radio if you have a question. You know we're going to point you over to the Queen of Candles.
Absolutely.
So, I love that. I love that, Blue, and I love what you're doing. I love my candles here. I still love them. I think about them often. I literally keep them right in front. You guys out there, I'm going to take a picture of my display case. I keep them right in front of my eyes. So just so that you're, I really do. That's not a made-up thing.
They look good and smell good.
They're wonderful. They're wonderful. Mm-hmm. And what your spirit is and what you're doing to help us to, you know, have a positive sense, it's a part of what goes into our day here at Hair Radio. And that's creating the right tone, right? So,
absolutely.
I love
that.
I'm having a hard time deciding, Lou. You have so many different scents, and they're just so, it's kind of hard to choose. So I'm having a hard time. I'm just going to have to order a few and then order a few more. And they're wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah, take your time and try it as many as you can. You can start off as small as a 4-ounce candle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You don't have to go big right away, because I have up to 45 ounces, I believe, the sizes.
Wow.
So the smallest is a 4-ounce travel size. You can get the 4-ounce. You can take that everywhere on vacation, to your little getaways or whatever. And you can have the bigger candles for the bigger rooms of the house, like the living room, an office den. Yeah. So I have a lot of different sizes.
You go up to 4 sizes.
I have up to from 4-ounce up to 45. So you can get 4, 8, 12, 16, 22, and 45.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Now we
yes.
have
right.
to
Thank
know
you.
What is the candle of the month? All day on Radio Border Show. You got to tell us, because this is what. And I want to describe a little bit about this divine energy candle that you have selected for the month of September coming up, because it is something that that we're going to be. I'm going to raise my own hand that I'll be smelling, you know, for the whole month. So I want to find out all about it. So tell us the name and tell us as much as you want to share at this early, a little preview date. Take it away, Blue.
Okay, sure. Yes. Thank you, Carrie. Okay, well, because it is getting warmer out, colder out. It's getting a little more chilly.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like...
we're getting warmer. Where you are in Florida, it's getting warmer.
Exactly. Now, that, Carrie, is right on point. It is getting warmer here. But everywhere else in the country is getting colder. So I would like to say this month, the scent of the month for September is gingerbread martini.
I'm leaving you alone, Blue.
Gingerbread.
Not on my whiteboard here.
Every secret agent needs a drink at a holiday party. Shake up a little warm gingerbread spice with cinnamon and clove, sweet vanilla, baked apples, and a splash of rum.
Oh, wow. I have to tell you, it sounds amazing. And when you said the word martini, you know who I thought about? James Bond. James Bond from, he played in the movie 007. You ever heard
007?
Of James Bond?
Yes, he did.
Right.
Yes, he did. 007.
Yes.
He always
can't forget
loved
James
the martini.
Bond.
Yeah,
And the gingerbread martini is perfect for September.
I'm thinking about it.
Wow, I love
martini.
That.
007,
I can't wait to get with Blue. Blue, you have to get with me later, because we are going to set up her official pages over on our Hair Radio Online community with our beautiful new HOT logo. Yeah, so it actually says HC, but it's the Hair Radio Online Community. And I'll reshare that on my Facebook this morning under Carrie Hines, and also on the Hair Radio Show and at the online community. So you've got to go there to see it, and we're going to get Divine Energy Luxury Candles set up there as well. So I cannot wait. I'm so super excited and know that you're doing.
Yes.
Okay, so Blue, this is going to be great. Gingerbread martini. Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
With a splash of rum. A splash.
Oh, this is going to be nice. So for the whole month of September, we're going to be talking about how to incorporate the beautiful scent of gingerbread martini and how you go about getting your day set up here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're always excited. We're doing our thing, Blue. We are doing our thing. So we are supporting what you're doing, your efforts and all of that. And
most
you guys,
definitely.
You're going to be having a wonderful commercial that airs right here on the network. So all that's in the works and a lot more to come with Divine Energy right here. Yeah, well, we appreciate you. Now, I have to say, big thing, what we talked about in our host chat, if you're not sure and today's your first time tuning in, Nicole Marie and I, we do a welcome mid-show chat each day. So it's usually between 7:30 at some point. And we are talking about different things. And today, the big conversation, and it really centers around, the hair loss talk, the alopecia issues. We've even replayed our Will Smith chat, earlier this morning with Eugene Davis, the hair king over there. And so that was the big lead-in for the show this morning. If you've missed it, you can play it back or stay tuned after 9 this morning. It'll re-air over at upscalemagazineradio.com a little later this morning, a little later today as well. So, if you haven't heard it, you could hear it again. But so this whole alopecia talk, I just wanted to know, and for men and women, for everybody, is there such thing as the hair talk where women sit down, the little young girls and or men taking their sons, because there is kind of a rite of passage for the young men, where we take our sons to the barber. And that's our hair talk and talking about, hair is the proxy. It ties into community things. It ties into other things. So does that talk exist for the women is my question to you guys this morning. Blue, any comments on that?
I know I have lupus. And with lupus, I have I suffered hair loss. Yeah, and my hair has grown back a lot, thank God, because of the treatments and stuff I do to keep it nice and healthy and moisturized. But I still do have, to this day, I do have a bald spot, right in the center of my head that I'm working on.
A circular or round, of a quarter maybe or something like that?
Right, it's about the size of a quarter or a nickel at this point now, thank God,
Okay.
At first, but it got better.
Good. What happens with alopecia and hair loss? Quite often, and I'll tell you, it's always you don't really want to have it diagnosed over a phone and on a radio show. But what you do want to do is first let your hairstylist take a look at it. Doesn't mean in terms of styling that you can feel comfortable in whatever they can do while you find treatment. My suggestion, and this is from Carrie Hines, is to seek a dermatologist first. That is an actual hair doctor. Okay? Those are the only people, in my opinion, and the opinion of the state boards, who can really address truly to do medically necessary things that may be called for. So, and it doesn't mean that there's some big, thing every time that needs to be done. Now, with that being said, let me tell you a lot of this, what I absolutely love about the whole topic of alopecia, if you will, is that there are certain types, and it sounds like it could be something and it could be very many different types. You know that we have the Traction Alopecia Foundation. Well, that could be somewhat play a part in it. It could be what the areata. It could be a lot of times it needs to be kind of, you have to figure out what is this emanating from. And it could be emanating from so many billions of things. Everything from, us taking certain types of medication to just starting a new job or losing a job could trigger hair loss. Almost anything, not to mention traction, which is, at the hands of perhaps abuse or, too tight braids and wearing the ponytail back all the time. All of that stuff can contribute to hair loss. And also, there are a lot of internal factors which can play a big role in it. And hair loss strikes across the board. Okay, it's just that African-American women in particular are you know, the number one type of alopecia that affects women, black women most, is traction. But you can be in, you can have all kinds of alopecias across the board, just like everybody else. But for yours, absolutely get to a dermatologist. The good news about the areata, which is to me personally, that's what it kind of sounds like in the back of my head, that can tend to grow back. So after whatever might have caused that thinning, if you will, after that situation has been alleviated, then usually the hair will grow back in. It may not grow in, sometimes it doesn't grow in as quite a, you know, exactly as thick as it was, but oftentimes it can. So, but what kills me about the areata is that, the alopecia areata is that, you know, let's say, for example, I have some kind of, you know, God forbid, some kind of, you know, I had a divorce, I'm going through a divorce or whatever, or some kind of big separation, you know, you're worried all day about something. Your mind is, you can't even function right. You know, when it's that level, that's something that could potentially cause hair loss, but it doesn't cause it right away. So maybe I'm dealing with this right, you know, this right today, this week or whatever. My hair is not going to, your hair, you know, goes through stages. It's not going to just all fall out, or I'm going to see the effects of it necessarily today or tomorrow. I might not see the effects of that for 3 months. Now, I'm not going to remember that I was going through this horrible time, you know, 3 months from now. I'm going to just say, I'm going to run to my hairstylist and say, I've got hair problems. What can I do? So, you know, this is where you, you know, I always say, this is where, to me, you develop that relationship with your hairstylist, the barber, where you can talk with them and keep a hair journal for yourself and talk about different things that you're going through. And so when you have to look back to inform your hairstylist, your dermatologist, of things that could have triggered the hair loss, here's where you are. I'm on this type of medication. I'm, you know, write down what a hair journal is, you know, keeping track of things that can affect your hair. And that's what, you know, writing, you know, keeping track of keeping a hair journal is all about and can help you. So, Blue, I want, we'll talk after the show and we'll, you know, get you set up. And I want you to keep everybody informed, you know, and I understand, you know, you're battling with lupus and all these things. Just please, you know, we'll work with you. And I think, first of all, I thank you for being so forthcoming. Because most people don't really just put it out there like that, and you really go in.
Yeah. You know, I'm very transparent, Carrie. So
I love
you
it.
Know.
We just adore you.
Thank you, Blue. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love you.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
It's like you've been with us for just a short time, but it feels like you've been with us. I feel like you've been with us for years.
You just fit right in. Strong enough to touch you guys.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's strong enough to reach you, my energy. So I'm glad.
Thank you.
I'm loving it.
Thank you for always sharing.
Speaking of family, here on today's broadcast of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, I've got a Spotsylvania resident by the name of Michael Hopkins, who is in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael hosts the Best Talk Radio Show on Tuesdays, and we got a lot to get in with Michael Hopkins. Michael, you've been listening to today's broadcast. You've heard a few things on the Hair Radio Motor Show. We're live on this Thursday morning, the 25th of August. Hopkins, what do you say? Good morning out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael.
You're on with Nicole
Happy
Marie.
Mid-show, everybody. Happy
group.
Mid-show.
Yeah.
Happy
yeah.
Mid-show.
Well,
Happy mid-show.
I got Spotlight Hour, Michael. But how are you doing, sir? What did you hear this morning?
Oh, I heard one of my favorite things and one of my favorite people, Shaken, Not Stirred.
Yes. That's Blue's gingerbread martini. Yes, indeed. The bond talk. And
no, you weren't going to miss that.
Nobody knows what that means, shaking that skirt.
Well, I know what that means. Well, those of us who are James Bond fans, we know what shaking that skirt means. And, you know, that is Bond's favorite drink and so many others out there as well. So we love it. So I'm excited. Now, Michael, I talked a little bit about the question of the day, which a lot of the, you know, with the kids, you know, when you have youngsters and you take them to the barbershop for that first haircut, do you? And we have what a lot of us fellas have gone through, which is the hair talk with our kids. And that was the question of the day. Have you ever done a hair talk with your kids?
Son, yes, most definitely. Now, unfortunately and regrettably, mommy had to do the hair talk with my three daughters.
Oh, well, that's not regrettably, but why do you say regrettably?
Well, because you kind of, I guess with me, I was so used to having girls, and then all of a sudden my son shows up. So now you got your whole train of thought has to change. But with the girls, you know, to me, kind of regrettably, there was a lot of things that as daddy, I was kind of clueless, you know, because I guess there's some secret code or something like that that I don't know about when you have daughters.
Well, I wonder what that secret code is because I don't know about it either.
Yeah.
Well, I have to ask our panel of wonderful ladies. So there's this, so we're kind of getting off into a different tangent, but I'm loving the conversation. So this is about let's go back a little bit, Michael. So you did have that certain bond, and that's what I talked a little bit about because I'm raising my hand too. I remember going to the barber with my older brother as well, God rest his soul, and he would take me out, and I've shared this on the show, and he would tease me about my hair and that I was going to get a baldy cut and all this kind of stuff. And back then, you didn't want a baldy. Baldies were not in style for the kids, you know, going to school. I would have been teased endlessly. But I love the bonding time. And so, Nicole Marie, that question, I didn't hear your response on it this morning. Did you have to have a hair talk with the ladies? Well, how did you deal with that whole hair issue?
Yes. Well, I have two girls and a son. So my husband, he always takes my son to the barbershop. So with my daughters, I have done that. When I was growing up, both my cousin and I, we always had thick, long hair. And so we had started out going to the hair salon at a young age. And our grandmother and my mother and my aunt, they always told us, you know, our hair was our crown and glory. You know, you always take care of it. And so we learned from an early age. So then, okay, now I have my girls. One is 17 and one is 7. And I, you know, do the same thing with them, try and teach them the same principles that I grew up learning, you know, just about your hair, how you take care of your hair and how, you know, how important it is to you. It, you know, it's your part of your identity and who you are. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you, you know, however you wear your hair, it's your crown and your glory. And so, you know, my 17-year-old, she's gotten that. Now, my 7-year-old still working with her. She still likes her hair certain ways and wants to do certain things, you know, just because she's only 7. But, you know, I do have that, continue to have that talk with them and, you know, taking care of their hair and how important it is.
Especially when their mommy is the queen of the mornings on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So hair talk. And I love that we're having
this
conversation on hair because, you know, for us, hair, oftentimes on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're talking about hair, but we're also really talking about the broader community. We're talking about togetherness.
Yes.
We're talking about hard work. We're talking about the principles of entrepreneurship. We're talking about supporting one another.
Yes.
Hair is the
That's
proxy,
it.
I always
we
say.
We have to come together.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the hair experts to join us on the show. So real, real good stuff. Now, coming up in just a little bit in this spotlight hour at 8, 7 if you're in the Central Time Zone, about third hour of the day, we start to wind it down to the third of the broadcast. So today we're talking extensively about our product relaunch of Kerapy. KERRAPY.com. Kerapy. So we talked earlier just kind of on the concept of what Kerapy is in terms of being a hair. It's a restorer. We call it not a hair loss system. It's not losing hair. It's a hair. So that's right. What it is. It is a great hair growth system that we fortify the shampoo with caffeine to stimulate the scalp. So that's what that's about. When you go to kerapy.com, you can read all about it. And we love what we've been able to do with kerapy.com on the site. And again, it has two R's, so it's KERRAPY.com. We've been able to create a dialogue that speaks to, those who are coping with hair loss, like you just heard from Blue on that. This will help to stimulate the scalp so it can reinvigorate those follicles. And that's what and we say regenerate. That's our conditioner. It's actually regenerating conditioner. And that's why our conditioners, you know, they're a little bit more, expensive because we happen to have a lot of special ingredients that go into our shampoos and conditioners. So very important. So real good stuff. And, it's good. I'm excited about it. So in this hour, I want to talk a little bit about on the professional side, if you're looking to make extra money, if you're looking to being a distributor, if you're looking to getting the product into the hands of the masses, like Blue and the people out there who need Kerapy. And that's the thing, who need Kerapy. So again, Kerry plus hair talk, Kerry plus hair therapy equals Kerapy. I love that. So that's my thing. That's my big thing. Let's take a little bit of a little break here. When we come back, Michael Hopkins, we're going to talk with you too. A little bit catch up on what's next for Vet Talk Radio Show. We've got a lot to get into. We've got more Vet Talk Radio Show to talk about. We've got a lot of therapy on the way and a lot of entrepreneurial talk. So, and some other things. So stay with us, folks. We will be right back here on the broadcast. Stay with us.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Her madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the Black woman's demise. She raised the Black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the Black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the Black race outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of Blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of Black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most Black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the Black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race. At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982, the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. A graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. Doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated, the hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Now I've got a confession. When I was young, I wanted attention. I was so stuck that I'd do anything. Anything at all for them to notice me. But I ain't complaining. We all wanna be famous. So go ahead and say what you wanna say. You know what it's like to be named. Wanna know what your name is. Cause even I was young, I would say. When I grow up. We'll be right back.
have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Okay, so Nicole Marie, we're talking about the importance of businesses kind of establishing their identity through mission statements, or kind of like principles, things that they operate from in doing business, like their culture, what it is predicated on. And I think that establishing core principles, well, I think it's important.
Yes, most definitely. Thank you, Carrie. Our core principles at hairradio.com are?
That's right, working to achieve excellence in delivery and satisfaction of our products and services.
Always have a genuine interest to assist others with their vision.
And always, always seek ways to help the community at large.
Always promote opportunities for today's youth, as they
are
the business
leaders
of tomorrow.
Absolutely. And what are your core principles? What are your core principles out there, company, businesses? This is a way for you to kind of recognize ours at Hair Radio. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd of, let's say, 1,000 people, and I ask, how many hear of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? Who,
right.
What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99%
two.
Of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone,
no.
About Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might
right,
have three or
no
four
one.
People
right, exactly.
Saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Correct.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
we
was...
Yes, go ahead. go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks, I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to porocollege.com. And Poro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters. Poro, P as in Paul, O as in ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in ocean, Poro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first people in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And
who was actually the very first self-made female African American millionaire? Annie Malone, or was it? I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level. But I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker. With all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionairess of African descent, female millionaires in the country.
And that's what I'm getting.
Timing.
Why? How on this earth? I try to figure this out as well. How did? And I love Madam. I love both. And all the things that they
no
stand for.
They both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right, exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head and felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became she was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable. You know, clean. It was orderly. It was, you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed, in 1926, 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines. A wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone Orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he
of course.
He grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's why the spelling Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All the time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So,
yeah, G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the Internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952 because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work. And so he became a beautician. And, of course, his songs just took off. And, he never went back to it. But
Right. Amazing.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is our third hour of the day on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Kerry Hines. It's Thursday morning, August 25th of 2022. I want to say today's our show number 746. 746 shows. Amazing, literally. And just incredible. It really is. Let me bring back to the line two of the folks who have been instrumental in our success of recent days. We are talking about two incredibly talented individuals in their own right. Nicole Marie out of Water Valley is our amazing new co-host who joined us not all that long ago in this capacity.
Nicole Marie, again, we're starting to wind down the broadcast on this Thursday. Our spotlight hour, yes. In fact, our spotlight talk today focuses on therapy as well as Upskill Magazine. I want to remind folks about that, too. Yeah. And we're going to work Michael Hopkins back into the conversation because I really, really want him to weigh in on the wonderful Vet Talk radio show, which we didn't get a chance to. I think we aired a repeat this past Tuesday. But, Michael, let's talk. I'm not sure what's going on there. You guys, let me watch the background noise, okay? So, Michael Hopkins, what can you tell us about Vet Talk radio show in the coming weeks? Do we have some things that we'll be talking about that you're looking to shine a light on? Remember, Vet Talk, folks, comes on Tuesday mornings right here as part of the Hair Radio Wheel. And, I have some ideas that we'll be sharing next week as well. But, Michael Hopkins, what do you say on Vet Talk?
What we're going to be doing, Carrie, is I went back and I looked at some of the things we did over the past year. And what I've decided to do, I've decided to revisit a lot of the episodes that we did on the shows we did. And we're going to go back. We're going to look at the very basics of filing claims to the 10 things that veterans have. That was a very popular show. And I still have, from time to time, I still have veterans that just oogle and ogle because of that show. So those are the things that
on the actual internet, too. You can literally Google that. That's actually a separate standalone podcast episode that exists.
Right.
And you can just Google that, and it'll pop up, and you can just play it anytime you like. So, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Michael. You'll be revisiting
like
a lot of these.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're going to revisit. And we're going to update a lot of these shows that we did. There's a lot of new information that has come out over the past year with the claims process. And we know now we have the PACT Act. The Camp Lejeune is coming up. Fort McClellan in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just so much has come up now with veterans. And this claims process with their families, and in some cases, Carrie Hines, the very people, the civilians that worked on these military bases, they're being allowed to take advantage of the new things that have come out. So, you know, it's going to be a blast. We're going to just dive so deep. You know, you're going to have to put your scuba gear on to keep up with us, the fans out here.
I'm looking forward to it, Hopkins. I really am. I think and I want to say this about the Vet Talk radio show, and I salute you with all that you're doing. To all the veteran fans that you have, amazing, and they really pay attention to the broadcast. What I love about the Vet Talk show is that your show handles, it manages to walk between two worlds. You're able to bridge that gap between the civilian world and those who are the veterans, and do so beautifully. It's a dance that not everyone does well, but you do it in a beautiful way, Michael Hopkins, as the thing that claims in the Vet Talk radio show. So good work on that, and I believe
you.
The king of claims.
Yes, the king of claims, and the king of claims, by that we mean the king of claims help. Okay, let's be clear on that. The king of claims help. When you have nowhere else to turn and trying to resolve issues with regards to being a veteran, and maybe there are a lot of things that you're not even aware of. This show, the Vet Talk radio show, is where you get an education for free. And it's just awesome. Tuesday mornings, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, will be kind of a rededication as we launch in the month of September. So we're planning a big to-do
right here. It'll be the first time we have revisiting an hour's broadcast of that talk show live right here on the network. So we're going to have a lot of stuff as we kind of move forward to celebrate as we continue. And again, over a year, the Vet Talk Radio Show has been around for over a year. So really good stuff. Lots of updates today, folks. We've just been updating on everything. So good stuff. Anything you want to add to that, Hopkins, Nicole Marie?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is just, we're just blowing and going. And that's what
yes,
I love about it, as you said, Carrie. It's just, you know, I have a passion for my veteran brothers and sisters. And I will just research and do the things that I know that should be done, because a lot of times as veterans, we went in the military one way and we come out a different way. And a lot of people don't understand that. And it's hard to explain. And Carrie, as I always tell you, you're an honorary veteran in my eyes, because you're compassionate when it comes to veterans. You have that compassion. A lot of people don't have that. And they don't
you.
They don't understand a lot of times with veterans. We and I always say this, we have to show the people with the government, veterans, organizations, and so forth, we have to show them that we got hurt, injured, something happened to us on active duty. And everything is written down. They should know. But I have to show them, like most veterans, that's where the frustration comes in with so many veterans,
wow.
Carrie. It really is frustrating. Because
Well, I'm looking forward to your upcoming talk. You're looking at some of the challenges. And for me, you know, even just discovering and, you know, being as a person who's not a veteran, but I've been exposed to, like, seeing these commercials pop up on TV talking about Camp Lejeune. And when you hear of how families have been affected. Nicole Marie, we're always talking about families.
Exactly.
On the Hair Radio
exactly.
Show.
Oh, exactly.
Generations have been affected. And I mean across the board. Just unthinkable. To me, it's
right.
Literally unthinkable.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, and as I said,
horrible.
And there are so many other faces all around the world.
Right.
Carrie,
I think we're going to see more and more coming out in the
right.
near future.
Over 30 years. Over 30 years. For that alone, I just,
that's a long time.
I'm blown away.
So many people, veterans and families affected over 30 years.
Generations
of
families.
Oh, my goodness.
Generations.
Quite true. And personally.
This is what we're going to delve into.
Yeah, and I mean,
yeah,
and I know
yeah.
some people that this has happened to them. And, you know, you listen to the stories, and like you said, I mean, it's so horrible at times. And, yes, you know, it brings tears to my eyes. Because
it brings
I can't
tears
believe.
To all of our eyes.
All, yeah,
but
all of
Michael,
us.
I
want
to say,
so sad.
You are beating the drum. You're bringing awareness
yeah.
through the Vet Talk Radio Show. And we will support your efforts here through our network. So thank you. And we're going to keep folks, we're going to keep the heat on them, and we're going to stay in touch with you and continue
Most
to talk
definitely.
About this. Yeah. And Nicole Marie, I have to say,
I just, once again, I want to thank Michael, the King of Claims Information Talk. Thank you just once again for just your passion for the veterans, for the families. You have definitely been an inspiration and instrumental in my family, my husband's claims. I've had, you know, my father, he was a veteran. I have other family members that are veterans, and they were not aware of this information. But it's so important and so crucial now that this information is getting out to them, to the masses of people, and it's changing lives. because you can't do anything on information that you don't know. But when you know better, you do better. And now we have people
exactly.
that are learning from this information and stepping forward and filing claims and doing what they should have done years ago, but they did not know. So I just want to thank you. And then also thank you, Carrie, for bringing it to the Hair Radio Morning Show, that it can be heard to the masses of our fans, just all across, you know, internationally. Thank you so much. It's so crucial
you are very
to changing
much welcome.
The lives of so many families. So just thank
yes.
you. Thank you both.
And it's the truth. So thank you very much. Listen, we're scheduled to give a whole therapy on the wonderful behind the scenes. We'll talk about it on tomorrow's broadcast. We'll bring you a whole therapy mid-show and so much more. So you'll need to tune in for that. We'll go through again, you know, how to become an affiliate. What is an affiliate? Because folks don't know. What is a distributor? How you can become a distributor? Do you have any free things that, you know, it just goes across the board. And as well as talking about the actual products and the benefits of each one, as well as our incredible mugs and T-shirts and store items and all of that, we're going to be jumping into the therapy conversation. That's what I call it, the therapy conversation on Friday's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, kind of an early preview of what we'll be talking about next week that's actually in the Upscale magazine that is currently on the newsstands around the country. So we have a lot that we'll be delving into on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I'm just real grateful and happy to talk about it. I really am. Good stuff. Earlier we played Pussycat Dolls and a song called When I Grow Up. So just like to make sure you kind of know what we're playing and what songs we played. I think this morning we kicked off with Beyonce and a song called Freedom from one of her earlier albums. You know, and do we still call them albums? I still do. I don't know what everybody else calls them, but that's what
so
I
do
call.
I
do.
I still call them albums.
I do.
Okay. Because I really want to get a record player. And, you know, and really go in with a record player type thing. So for some reason, that's
there's
what's really
sold.
In my head. Yeah, I'm going to get one, unless you guys want to get one for me. No, I'm just kidding.
Uh-oh.
I'll get one. Oh, my God. No, not quite. But it is really good stuff. So, listen, I've enjoyed today's broadcast. What about you guys?
Great
any
show.
Thoughts on some of the things
yeah.
you heard and Convo, you want to talk about Nicole Marie? Now, what's going on business-wise? I'm hoping that tomorrow's show, on Friday's show, we'll also get a chance to talk on some entrepreneurial talk. We need to,
yeah.
we need to do a show that is devoted to entrepreneurial talk. Guys, yeah, just make sure to always keep those their lines and stuff turned off, please. Our fans are going to let us know about it. All right. But, yeah, I want to talk about the entrepreneurial talk as well. So getting your business started and off the ground, that's what is the focus of Therapy and so many other things that are out there. And if you haven't already, again, visit therapy.com. Again, I'm loving it because you can be certified in so many
yes.
different things. Yeah. So really good stuff. And the website covers every detail.
Yes, it does.
It's very explanative. And so if you want to learn what it's all about, it's a great product that actually is effective, number one. And then number two, and it smells great, by the way. That's why I want to get with Blue to get the therapy candles out to
the
market.
The candle, so, yes. Excited
yeah.
about that.
So, yeah, well, we're going to see if we can bring it to fruition, and we'll talk about all of that in the coming weeks. So real good stuff. Go to therapy.com. Let me just I'm going to end out with this is one of the songs that I really love from Lizzo. Yes, I actually do listen to Lizzo and her song Lizzo has new stuff out. She's got new music out. But it takes me about after 6 months after everybody else has listened to the, you know, their albums and songs drop, then I go back and listen when no one else is listening. I don't like to be caught up in the hysteria when they release new stuff right away. I listen at my own pace, kind of do my own Lizzo dance. So, yeah, that's what I call it, the Lizzo dance. Woo-hoo. And so you guys can just imagine. Even my dog is looking up. So good stuff. So now tomorrow on Friday's show again, it's going to be a special broadcast, lots of education, lots of good information. We're also going to have, it's the Friday show, so you know we got to bring the music. So we're going to have some really great music as well and a few new surprises in store for you guys. So
great.
I love today's broadcast. I thought it was...
I did too. It was great.
It was interesting.
Oh, and you know, Carrie, I love that Bill Withers Blast from the Past that you played also.
Yeah, I think that was called A Lovely Day.
Oh, yeah, where he holds that note right at the end of the song.
That I can hear you now, Michael, trying to sing Lovely Day.
pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, just on a little side note, he was actually a naval veteran. Believe it or not, Bill Withers was in the Navy.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, he sure was. The United States Navy, Bill Withers.
Well, what was he had another big hit record. What was the
Ain't No Sunshine. Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first one.
No, what's it? I don't know if that was. Yeah, I think he had another song that was also a big hit. I think he did. We got to look
up. Oh, yeah, he did. He did.
I
remember the words, something like, keep on using me. The essence of it, he was talking about this little young lady and something to that effect. But I remember it was keep on using me.
Well, we'll cover it on tomorrow's show.
That's excellent trivia, Carrie.
Well, thank you. I call that a super teaser. So, So it's... It's been kind of fun. Want to make sure and remind everybody, it does not end here, as you'll hear on our outro in just a few minutes. The conversations continue. We play a lot of the classic Hair Radio morning shows now over at upscalemagazineradio.com. Again, Upscale Magazine has their own website at www.upscalemagazine.com. Again, when you go to upscalemagazine.com, you can connect to so many things that they have there with great stories. And here's some things we're going to talk about that are there on tomorrow's episode as well. And then next week we'll be talking about specifically the brand new issue of Upscale Magazine. So there's so much more to come on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Plus, on next week I have some folks joining us. There are a couple of folks that we have lined up to introduce you to some more movers and shakers in the world of hair, beauty, and all of that. And we'll also be talking about Brana Brothers. Brana Brothers is this weekend, folks, down in Miami, Florida. So we'll get you guys up to speed on what's happening over there for that. So lots of things, as usual, at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm so excited. I'm going to play it, my Truth Hurts, and then we'll get our outro on the way today. So great job, everybody. Making an awesome Thursday. I think we just did. Yes, Nicole Marie.
Real quick, Carrie and Michael, that song is Just the Two of Us.
Yes, that was the song I was looking for.
Just the Two of Us.
Yeah. And we do have that. Well, actually, I don't know if we have Just the Two of Us. I've got to see. If we don't have it, we'll get it for you in the next couple of days. I think, and that's one of my favorites. I love that song, too. Yeah, I don't think we have that. We got to look for that. the great Bill Withers. Thank you for that. What we do have on tap is Lizzo, and then our outro. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern, for the all-new Friday edition live of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and want to thank Blue and everybody else on today's show. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Here's Lizzo.
Don't eat.